Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Chelsea Yeoman. She is with the Human Coalition, specifically Human Coalition Action. She's the Texas State Director for the organization and also a National Legislative Advisor. Chelsea, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Jerry. I'm so grateful.
Now, isn't it interesting that during this time of the coronavirus crisis, obviously, medical facilities are needed, you know, and are working full bore, you know, to try and keep this whole crisis in check. But meanwhile, we see these abortion clinics saying, oh, we need to be open, too. What are your thoughts on that? I know different states are voting different ways on that issue.
You're absolutely right. While the rest of society is literally shutting down to protect life and value life, and the medical community are having a shortage of the medical supplies they need and the necessities they need, all non-essential medical services are suspended in most states. The abortion industry continues to try to profit off of women in this moment of weakness and take lives. So it's a little bit ironic, but they are refusing to shut down in some states or suing to challenge governor executive orders like in the state of Texas and Ohio for saying that abortions are in fact non-essential. And of course, we would say abortions aren't even real health care for women.
And I understand that some of the judges are voting one way, then another judge is voting another way. Give us a breakdown on that.
Yes. So, of course, there are some judges that are appointed by President Obama or Clinton. Other judges are appointed by President Bush or President Trump. And so they fall on different lines of the equation with, obviously, you know, that right to fundamental right to an abortion. And so while the lower courts have said that abortion operations should stay open, the Fifth Circuit actually ruled last week that no, in fact, they are non-essential. They're going to continue to review the case. But in the meantime, abortion clinics, at least in the state of Texas, are supposed to cease operations and help send their medical supplies to the medical community who needs them to fight the crisis we're in.
Are there some abortion clinics that are perhaps defying these judges' orders?
It's hard to know.
I've seen reports of such. I've seen reports of that kind of thing.
Yes, and there's a hard push to go towards telemedicine abortions, which are really dangerous because there's a lack of oversight where basically women can get abortion medication without ever seeing the doctor. And of course, that's an upcoming trend that's been here for a while, but they're really using this as an opportunity to take advantage of that and just to make a profit off of women during this time.
Right. Okay. I know your time is very limited. With the Human Rights Coalition or Human Coalition, what is your organization trying to do to help, you know, basically fight abortion in good times and in bad?
Yes. Well, I'm the Texas State Director of Human Coalition Action, and we are an advocacy organization that nationally fights to advocate on behalf of women who are pregnant and their preborn children and really meet their needs, meet them where they are. They're our clients because we partner with a sister organization, Human Coalition, who is the largest pro-life organization in the country, serving women, tens of thousands of women every single year. We have saved over 15,000 children from abortion just by meeting women where they're at and empowering them to make the choice to choose life, whether they need education, help with domestic violence, you name it, we are there for them to really create a real long-term support system for them and advocate for their needs, not just provide the quick fix that the abortion industry tries to. So we are passionate about serving women. We're passionate about holistic care for women, long-term care for women, really sustainability for women and their children, obviously.
Okay, now, when it comes to, you could see how if you have a hospital, and let's say that hospital, you know, provided all kinds of different services, but one of the services they provide, we would say, is the disservice of abortion. All right, so then they would say, okay, during this crisis, we will not provide this service anymore. But if you had a Planned Parenthood clinic that's basically dedicated to abortions, then, you know, the medical people wouldn't want to go there anyway to be treated in reference to COVID COVID-19, if that makes sense. In other words, the abortion, the clinic itself is dedicated just to abortion procedures and not anything else, including fighting COVID-19.
Right. They are non-essential. We don't even view them as real health care, frankly. They make a profit off of women. Uncertainty really drives up the demand for abortion. We've seen that even in our client services, women calling in with job uncertainty and economic uncertainty and fear of the future right now. So many more women, there's a higher volume calling into our clinics who are wondering if they should get an abortion. And we would just tell them that that's not the answer. That's not the long-term solution. And then we help come alongside them sometimes for years to stabilize their circumstances and help them find real long-term solutions.
Is the other side basically arguing, oh, look, this is a terrible world in which to bring a baby into, you know, if you want to have a baby, do it later. But for now, abort, abort, abort because of this crisis.
Yes, we are seeing a hard push for that. We're seeing, you know, there's constantly like a reframing of the narrative. And right now it's, you know, for them, there's just a hard push. But they also know that abortion demand is on the rise during this time. And so there's a lot of money to be made off of women in their moment of need and in their vulnerability. And at Human Coalition Action, we would advocate for holistic care for women and say women need more, they deserve more, let's empower them to make a choice that's not out of desperation or fear even, but a choice that is ultimately usually what they want. 75% of our clients say they would prefer to parent if their circumstances were different. And so we're here to help them to make the choice they really want to make.
It's interesting that virtually every statement you make is on behalf of women, and yet the other side would say, oh, everything we're doing is on behalf of women's rights.
Yes, yes. Well, that's what they say, but you have to really look at how much they're willing and able to serve women long term, and you know, what their real passion for empowering women is. And we feel that empowering them long-term means sustainable childcare, housing, employment. I mean, those are the things that help women get on their feet, stay on their feet, and provide holistic care for their families and their children.
All right, Chelsea, I know you're out of time, basically, but it's humancoalition.org for more information. Is that right?
Yes, or you can go to HucoAction.org, HucoAction.org, and find out more about our advocacy efforts with your governing officials or the grassroots.
Okay, Chelsea, thank you so much for being with us. Chelsea Yeoman, Human Coalition Action.
Thank you.